welcome the Real Life Lovers, everybody.
Hello.
I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And we're Nage et Toi. Thanks for coming.
Thank you to all the beautiful Midnight Perverts coming out.
So glad
to see you.
This is our bartender, Haz.
Hey, what's up, guys?
This is Haz.
Hey, what's up?
I think you got everybody sufficiently warmed up.
Yeah. I didn't know I was the warm-up tonight.
Wow.
No one claps for you.
No, but... I think Haz got some action tonight, so I don't know if he needs that big round of applause.
Certainly not. He just had sex.
That is true.
So what are we doing here?
Well, we're Real Life Lovers. We host a sex and relationship program on the Used to Be Comedy Podcast Network.
New episodes drop every hump day, and you know, you can get more of the details on that. Go home, menageatoisradio.com on your laptop tonight while you're
such a good
around.
Website. But for now, we're so aroused to be here for After Dark and for a very special double date with our guests.
That's right. You know this delectable duo.
They're a badass, sexy as fuck punk band who have been making sweet music together for almost 20 years.
They've toured all over this great nation of ours, and they host our favorite Saturday morning TV show, Shellshonic Shagavision, which is in its third season on YouTube.
Please,
let's everybody get roused for
Shellshonic! Woo! Please, have a seat.
What sort of maze have we set up here?
Oh, I don't know how you can get into the chairs.
That's how you get into the chairs.
They've passed the first test. Amazing.
Hey, everyone. How are we
doing?
Hey,
guys. Welcome.
And you guys, too.
Both sides. Haz, you're a great bartender.
Oh, yeah.
Handed off a can of beer.
What leading you out, buddy?
It's not happening.
Wow, here's thank you.
You got right to this. Jen was just saying. Maybe get that course.
This is that course. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you for being here.
Cheers. Mine's closed, but still.
Can I talk about the dying part?
Oh, yeah, please.
So my mom, Ellen, who's a sweetheart, she's a great lady, she baked cookies for the show. The Raisin Bran, if you want some, here you go.
Ellen,
my mom's cookies.
Pick apart that bag. Ellen is the best!
Ellen!
Yay! Yes!
Thanks, Mom.
Ellen, ha!
Don't let them take it out.
Why? You don't know where those hands have been.
Don't touch them.
We certainly do.
Oh my goodness. Haz is fingering the snacks.
Yeah, there he goes.
Alright, well, that's the dine portion of our wine and dine segment, but the wine part is that we like to have a drink with our new friends.
Yeah. And we got some Coors, some banquet tall boys. Tall boys and girls.
Keeping it real, keeping it fancy. Keeping it tight, of course.
Oh, my. So how are you guys?
I'm doing really good.
Excellent. We saw a little... A little pink sack.
We did. We talked about this a little bit earlier, but brought these guys this beautiful gift. I'm sorry, I'm not on stage in front of people talking very often, so if I get awkward and weird, I'm sorry. That's just how it's going to be. Anyway, so I'll tell you guys, and guys, that Jen and I made these gifts for you guys today for our sexy menage a trois date, and they're kind of sexy gifts.
I feel like this is our first gift. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you
really
very much.
Really classy move.
I feel real strong about these as date gifts.
Looks
on
some
the bottom. It is Chinese food.
Okay, Murph. That's for Murph.
Oh, that's
Murph.
Personalized.
So, I hope it's General Tso's.
It's a little light for a Kung Pao chicken.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you guys are going to look so dynamite in these things later tonight.
Yes. Mm.
Don't I know how to warm them up, folks?
Yeah.
These are on the Amior. Strutting around in these guys later. It's going to be gorgeous. So nice.
These are can I put these on over my pants?
Yes, absolutely.
I actually pictured that all along.
Yes.
I knew Murph would go for it for a clean delivery. No, it is supposed to be on the booty. You got the strings on the front.
But you could wear them backwards.
You could, but
just for the listeners at home,
it's a first date, so I went with the backside for a first date kind of a placement.
Destroy me on yours.
Wow.
Man, do I know how to? Yeah.
This is the hottest thing I've ever done.
Had mine all day long.
The t-shirt tucked into the boxers. Not the look, I don't think.
Hans, just in case you were wondering, yes, you have the same briefs in your bag. Because we got a gift for Menage and Toi over here.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Okay, there's a photograph of some naked ladies.
Yes. My brother Jeffrey took these pictures. They're beautiful.
So they're tasteful nudes.
Very tasteful
nudes. They're
actual
photographer nudes.
Jeffrey Shagalon.
Visual stimuli. The classic. The classic.
Yes.
Shell made a romantic mixtape for you guys.
I have not had a mixtape.
He worked on it all day.
I'm a part of a special membership organization where I am contractually bound to mention that this doesn't count if you do it with the CD.
Oh.
It has to actually be on a cassette. You have to write the little card, put the little Maxell sticker on it.
I think that's true.
Side one and the side two. It is true.
We're all 100 years old. These kids have no, they're
hey, I got some great mixed CDs. I have no problem with the mixed CD, but
the mixtape.
Everybody deserves their cred. You got the tape, you got the CD. This is
a people were even referring to as a mixtape when they were CDs, so that says something about what a mixtape is.
Yes,
yeah, there's
intimate.
That.
Personal.
Wow.
Thank you so much for the gifts.
I told you I might get a little weird.
Hot.
Speaking of gifts, you guys may have seen some bags on your chairs.
Oh, yeah. Our friends at the Pleasure Chest have some giveaways. We got some vibrating pills.
If you didn't get a bag, guys, if you're sitting in the back, feel free to grab one. There's some really good stuff in there.
We'll swap bags.
Yeah, do it with a lever or do it alone, but it goes up your ass and it vibrates.
It's wonderful. We've tested each and every one of them, and then threw them back into a sandwich baggie and threw them in the
bag. Bullet.
Now, speaking of sex toys, you might notice there's a dildo taped on the wall.
What is that?
What the hell is doing there? Well, this is a little fun game we're playing tonight called Tap the Tip, guys.
Yeah.
You're going to hear a special sound effect.
Can we hear what that sound is like?
Oh, you sure can.
It's normally some sort of morning radio DJ nonsense, but Haas recently got himself an instrument.
Okay, so when
touch
you
touch that dick,
whoever touches the
well,
there's no need to be aggressive about it. I mean, look, if you're into
that sounded so threatening.
You run up, you tap the tip of it.
Touch that dick,
guys. It's supposed to be fun.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no need to shout, people.
All right, so when you hear that noise, the first person to run up and fondle that phallus will get a T-shirt.
Yes, we got T-shirts, and so listen for that whistle. Okay. Yes, some hubbub, trying to position them, see who can...
They are disgusting.
It's not a straight line either, too, the damn thing. I'm sorry we crowded the stage a little bit.
I feel like they're plotting a group tackle.
Oh, I can't really, yeah. It's like, who's the weak link up here that you can just plow right through?
Oh, somebody's being pointed at.
Yes. Oh, birthday! Happy birthday to you! We got two birthday girls.
Oh, nice.
In the front row. Birthday girl by association, it looks like.
Birthday girl and boyfriend.
Happy birthday. What years are we looking at here? How many years?
How long are we together?
Yeah, both. Together, apart?
No, age. Birthday.
What birthday is it?
Oh my God. Yes.
Happy birthday, 18. Yes.
That is amazing.
And you're 41, did you say? How old are you?
I turned
20
in a month.
All right.
Yeah.
Kids.
Tourists.
Fun kids. Thank you for coming, spending your Saturday evening with us.
We're
a couple of old perverts up here. That's a hell of an 18th birthday. All right. Well, what do you say we slide on over to Sexy Science, huh?
Let's do it.
Sexy Science. That was my cue to intro Sexy Science, right?
Yeah, and you nailed it.
Perfect.
Amazing. So this hot number comes to us all the way from Deutschland.
Yes.
Germany. German scientist Jan Vinez Kraus is preparing to release an updated version of his failed 2005 invention, the Sprung Condom, or spray-on condom.
Yeah, his old device consisted of a car wash-like tube with internal jets, which, once placed over the penis, sprayed fast-drying liquid latex from various directions to create a thin, molded layer of latex protection.
Ooh!
That sounds about as...
Yeah, good point, because the process was complicated and took almost 3 minutes, in which time men were losing their erections. Please. Krause has improved on the design, and now it only takes less than 30 seconds. He claims it gives users a tailor-fit condom for ultimate sensitivity and pleasure.
Yes, yes. He's working on a prototype for women, which is just, it goes in and sprays around in multiple directions to create a female condom.
You know, I used it by accident.
Yeah.
Thought it was underpants.
Well, now you got a female condom dripping all over your legs.
I'm protected. I've used 15 public toilets today.
So you got yourself some liquid latex. I don't know. Would we put our genitals into this?
Yeah. What do you guys think German about spray on condom?
Cloudy with meatballs.
Yes.
First thing I think about, right? And the whole movie, I was thinking, how's this guy gonna get them off? Sometimes you want to kick your shoes off too. Like, this guy's full time shoes on.
Get comfortable.
It's kind of like a bummer. Also, I'm going to need to be a lot of testing before I start spraying anything that's sticking around a while.
Yeah. How do you get it off? The removal process is not mentioned. Right?
It protects you from HIV, but it gives you cancer within 1 year.
I was thinking that, actually.
It's a good trade-off.
If the commercial is going to come with that long list of side effects, could fall off at
and
a moment.
Organic only.
It's probably
yes,
out.
Please.
I recently read that the only lubricants you should use are edible, because that means there's absolutely nothing toxic in it.
If you can't eat it, don't fuck it. I think that's a fair credo to live by. That's cannibalism. That was half-baked at best. Let's think that one over for a moment.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Frosting people.
Yes, cake farts.
Cake farts, wow.
Everybody here into cake farts?
You guys heard of
that? I just recently saw cake farts when I was in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Hold on. Someone fill me in.
It's intense.
Cake farts is a beautiful process where you
so
bake
beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful. You bake a freshly baked cake of whatever your preference is. You get the icing out. It's hot. You put it all over there. It just looks picturesque. And then
baking
you
is fun.
Drop trowel, and then you squat over it. You fart into the cake a lot.
Why?
And you sit on it.
People find it arousing. There's this whole niche of like a sexual fetish where people look up videos and these women get subscribers to log in and give them money to watch them fart into a cake.
Specific cakes you get.
But they want to watch them make it first. That's the part I find the most interesting.
Yeah, I right away I was gonna ask how integral is the cake, but if they have to see the make the
actually,
cake,
actually, it's
integral.
An Entenmann's chocolate cake.
Oh, wait. Jennifer has an elaborated version of this.
I'm very aware of that cake.
You know the famous cake fart cake.
I feel like
fabulous cake.
So they pretend to bake a cake, and then they just like jam it in ice
cream. Hollywood, you know.
The Entenmann's is already baked.
Is it Pepperidge Farm?
Does it count if they're just pulling it out of an Entenmann's box and setting it up real nice before they do it?
Maybe for a cheap rub before work, but if you're really trying to get into it, I wanted the whole baking process.
I just met a guy in Cincinnati who likes women to fart on his penis since he has seen this video.
Wow.
And the thing about it is the asshole opens up and sort of explodes.
Oh, it blows.
In a way that you've never visually seen before.
That's
you don't
perfect.
See it?
And it really is like, I could see what happened at the guy. I could see. I empathize. It's a beautiful thing.
Wait, I have a question. Does that man think that his penis is a cake?
Oh, yeah.
Does that guy think that his dick is a cake?
I don't know. I asked him multiple times. I was like, do you like just someone to fart literally on your penis? Or like, you're in them and then
you
fart?
I just spent a solid 60 seconds.
It was a long conversation. I just met him, too. He launched right into it.
Isn't that counterproductive?
What?
Farting on that cake?
Yeah.
It never occurred to me. I never thought to fart in a cake.
They can start farting on different foods, like a roast.
This is a good idea.
Hey,
you should
good
start
roast.
This.
Broadening the horizon already.
There you go. All right.
I'll grab a boar's head, you know, and just throw it on the table.
Go fund me the roast for your roast party.
Go fund me.
Isn't that just Thanksgiving?
It's every day of the year.
A little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
We are thankful.
All right, well, I think we answered that. Now we all know what cake farts are.
That was an incredible. What was that called? The science segment? Because I thought that was a solid segment.
Sexy science.
But we're going to move right along and help some of our fans with a little thing we call listener love.
Listener mailbag.
So here, people, I know. People write at us, tweet at us. Sometimes they grab us on the subway and ask us questions.
They write at us.
Yeah, that's, I don't know what that means. That's a letter. That's an old-fashioned letter. Yeah, and they need advice. So we try to help them out.
So guys,
please
hop in and give some advice.
We're not great at it. And also, anyone who's been shouting, if you have any advice, keep going. Keep it coming.
Please help.
Yeah, we've been working really well as one big group. So let's keep it in. I think we're gonna need you.
All right, so we got Brian in Philadelphia who emailed us at menageatrois.radio@gmail.com, and he asks, in high school, I was extremely attracted to my best friend's mom, but never said anything to him about it. The whole MILF thing is stupid and bro-y. That said, we're now 28 and still very close friends. His parents split up a few years ago, and his mother recently asked me out for a drink. What's the
Stacey's mom? I was thinking, man, a little Fountains of Wayne's going on over here.
Yes.
Man.
No, can't do it. MILF's a MILF. We have some opposing opinions. Who's on the MILF's a MILF camp?
True.
By a round of applause.
It's my brother, okay?
Oh, it's your brother.
So, first of all, no. Second, do you love your bro or do you love...
Yeah, what's the status of the bromance? What is the status of the bromance?
It feels like they're still friends, 28 years.
They're like best buds.
Still good friends.
Went to college together and stuff.
I think it's fine.
Everyone's an adult at this point.
You can have different relationships with every part of a whole family.
Hey, you can go have it.
Call her progressive.
Yeah, it's totally fine.
How would you communicate?
I mean, it's just a
drink. Yeah, don't hide.
On the way out, you're like, oh, yeah, your mom wants you to clean your room.
Do you think he could get away with just like asking his buddy? Maybe he's like right at the time period. But yeah,
I mean, is
go
he
ahead,
looking
dude.
Too deeply into it? It could just be.
He
drink.
Can always backtrack with some bullshit if it isn't
or
going well.
You can fuck my mom if I can fuck your mom.
So what's the other guy's mom look like? Is
well,
she
she's,
a milk?
She's no longer with us, so that's going to be a tricky situation for those two. I assume this man. Brian, I'm sorry. I don't know. But also, it could just be a drink, as you were saying. Maybe it's presumptuous. Maybe this woman just wants to take you out for a drink.
We don't know.
Well, take that drink and then get back to us.
That was some good humor, but I want to give the guy some solid advice. Nah. He can go. Yeah, let's let that one go.
That's funny. I think the absolute opposite. I think that woman could actually teach him a thing or two.
Hey, buddy, I can get you this girl's phone number. Don't worry about it.
The thing is, like, you guys were telling me your age and stuff, and I'm a lot older than I act. You cross over
Hold
at
on.
Some
I
point,
think you said that backwards.
And you kind of realize maybe, I don't know, should keep an open mind.
She's got her eye on
you. Don't want to break. I'm just saying, you should always keep an open mind. You can't put yourself in someone else's shoes.
Amen. Open mind, open legs.
Who else we have, Oz?
Great advice, guys.
All right, well, Alicia in Jersey City DM'd us on Twitter at Menage Radio and wonders, I need cash fast and I want to sell my used panties on the internet. Would you two lovers plug my website once it's up and running?
Depends on the quality, I think, of the site. I mean, you know.
I feel like that's weird to pick a dirty underwear site because we support all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely plug it, I guess, if there's just, you know, one... And also,
how are you rating these panties, by the way?
No, I mean, I don't have to rate them. I'm just saying as long as the site looks... As long as it's
what do you mean, how do you rate them?
You sniff
fragrance,
them.
Fragrance. Appearance.
Sniff them, man.
Yeah, I mean,
all the ways you would rate panties.
How Look, used they are.
You had the best point, though. So how could you pick one? I mean, if it wasn't sincerely your favorite dirty panty site, how could you plug it over the others?
I can tell you right now, it looks like someone blew their nose in it.
Good. That's good.
Little dried snot is a
That's
plus.
Definitely dirty.
Also, if you've ever farted through them onto a cake.
Oh, yeah. There was a little icing.
Yeah, throw the
a
cake in
there.
That's a good idea. The cake.
Yeah, and the blowing your nose.
Snotty appearance.
Sex sunny side up undies.
Also, of all the get rich quick schemes, the used panties online is, I mean, if you need cash fast, there's probably better ways, quicker ways.
Really though, what?
I agree.
Well, all the time you set up that, and then people traffic to it, and. Yeah, buying the undies.
I'm pretty sure you could rock dirty socks.
Squarespace, so. You gotta pay Squarespace, right. Unless you're a web designer.
They're not bad at Rainbow.
That's true. Go to Rainbow.
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 We got some rainbows in the crowd.
They're cheap. They're not 100% cotton, though. Beware.
No, they're melted plastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so liquid latex.
Yeah.
What else do we have? Yeah. I think we helped that.
Well, I think it's more Alicia knows what we want from her. We want panties to look like someone.
Hey, at no time did anyone say don't put your dirty panties up online. So she's good to go, man. All right.
Make sure you optimize for iPad. That's how people are looking at websites nowadays.
Optimize for the iPad.
Okay, well, this last one comes to us on our Facebook page. Darnell from Tampa writes, I had an orgasm last week while jerking off, and it lasted for almost 2 full minutes. My dick was quivering. Even after I came, it felt incredible. How the hell did I do that? I've been trying to do it again ever since, but no dice.
We were in there in Tampa, right? We saw this happen. I don't know how he did it.
Wasn't there.
Was there a who? Was there a cake? Cake? It was extended or a tantric cake.
You know, I don't want to talk about aliens, but...
But you must.
Sometimes a weird thing like that happens, and you're trying to do it again and again, and you never can because it's aliens.
Yep. I don't think we're going to do it any better than that, guys. Not even.
That's it for
the
you.
Official
but there's
panel
nothing like
answer.
The first time.
Aliens caused this orgasm to be much better than any other orgasm he'll ever have.
Nothing like the first time.
All right. Well, there you go, Darnell. Aliens.
Thanks, Darnell.
You are helped.
Well,
I think we did much better than we normally do for that. Thank you for the help from the audience.
The birthday crew.
The birthday crew.
Great birthday.
Birthday.
Well, now we might also need your help again to
potentially
judge a little.
Damn, she was quick. Do not fuck around. Yes. She's got that shirt.
Yeah! There'll be another whistle. But very
don't
quick.
Cover what you're wearing. It's beautiful.
All right, guys.
That was pretty quick.
That was very quick. Like a gazelle.
Like a flash.
Bert, your shorts are riding up.
Look at
Moose knuckle time.
Beautiful shorts.
Hey, well,
they are comfortable.
What do you say, we guys? What do we say we slide over and do a little bit of six sections? What do you say?
Ooh, yes, please.
What is succession?
These are rapid-fire sex questions for you guys.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Should I ask Jen?
Yes.
Michelle?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, so these are just whatever the first answer that comes to your head. This is going to be a power round.
Oh, boy.
Okay, ready?
Ready, and go.
Jen, which golden girl best represents your dating habits?
Oh, I can't believe I'm forgetting the name. Someone with the white hair and...
Betty White?
Yeah.
No. Rose. No, the old one.
Oh,
Sophia. Dorothy! Dorothy!
Sophia!
No, the other one.
Sophia!
Blanche!
Blanche!
Okay, Blanche. Shell, what's the sexiest animal?
Cheetah.
Jen, who is your number one celebrity crush?
Shellhead.
Woo!
Ooh, which U.S. president would you bone?
Nixon.
Tricky dick.
That's what I always say.
That nickname's the whole reason why.
Would you rather have a mediocre orgasm every day or an extraordinary orgasm once a month?
Extraordinary once a month.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
If Brooklyn and San Francisco made a baby together, what would you name it?
Shellhead.
Ha!
Woo! All right. If you were to make love to a piece of furniture, what would it be?
A case lounge.
Woo!
Yes.
Lips, hips, tits, dicks, or ass?
Pass.
Yeah.
69 or 420?
69.
Woo!
Why not both?
Yes, 69 mile high. It gets a little funky, but if you can pull it off. Necrophiliac or agoraphobic?
Necrophiliac.
Yeah.
You gotta leave the house.
Yeah, right.
For the graveyard.
Screw all those dead people.
Yeah.
All right, and last question for Jen. If you had to sing one song lyric to steal America's heart, what would it be?
And while you're doing this, the last one for Shell, show us your most orgasmic dance move. So you can hit the lyric while you show a little jizzy dance.
I don't get horny anymore.
Yes!
Yes!
I think America's heart is just stolen.
It's a vacation lyric.
That was a lot more than one word.
That killed it.
Shell's got the
rules, man.
Well, that's been six sessions with Shell Shag. Yeah, that was awesome.
Tricky Dick was great.
Six sessions.
So Nixon riding a cheetah would pretty much just get you there immediately.
It's weird. I have a velvet painting of that at my house. That's Nixon riding a cheetah.
So do I.
You too.
I am hidden. Not a crook.
You want to know why Nixon's hot, even though he's not at all? His fat mouth.
The jowls, yeah.
You just want to sit on it.
Can't beat that. So I got a little basset hound catcher's mitt. It's beautiful.
It's a basset hound, exactly.
Yeah, it is. It's like a little puppy dog. Mm-hmm. Oh.
And it would be a nice hate fuck, too, you know? Because he's a rotten, he's rotten to the core, so you'd want to really just fuck him and leave him. Is what I would do to get Nixon.
Yeah. I might fuck him and put him in the basement.
Hold on to him.
I don't know.
Wait. I think that sound is calling.
Cake farts.
Cake farts, what are you doing here?
Cake farts.
Oh, man. Well, how does everyone feel about Boogie in a little bit? How's the birthday crew? How's everyone feel about dancing a little bit?
Yeah, you guys
people
like
into
to dance?
Dance?
Birthday crew?
Right. Oh,
anybody in this crew? Know me and Jennifer at all, or our band?
At all? Anyone here Shell
Shag
fan?
That is so
don't be scared.
Sweet, man. It's gonna be such a good time. Jen and I have been playing together 20 years. It's gonna be a shitload of fun. It's gonna be a perfect end cap to this group effort.
Beautiful. Also head over to starcleaner.com for all your Shell Shag needs. Follow them on Twitter at Shell Shag.
Thank you, Murph.
You gotta see it
thank
live.
You,
you're gonna see it now.
Murph, Diana, thank you so much for having us on the show.
Thank you for our shorts.
You guys
look sexy in those suckers.
Thank you everyone for coming out.
Thanks, you
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
We want to see your most orgasmic dance moves.
Shell Shag is here!
All right, for you and your beau on your 18th birthday, a love song to start us off.
Hello, lovers.
Thanks for stopping by After Dark. We got another one coming up July 9th, so please join us.
That's midnight, Saturday at the UCB Theater. Follow us on Twitter at Menage Radio.
And to see Shell Shag live, head to starcleaner.com for all their tour dates. Good night.
Good night.